What lie are you believing today that is not true? This can be a tough question to answer because we don't know what we don't know. Often, we must walk back our behaviors, thoughts, and patterns to dig deeper into what we are actually believing to be true. What we value, how we live and interact with those around us, reveals our beliefs. If I'm believing a lie, it's usually something I need to surrender and trust God with. When we shine a light of truth on the roots of our heart, good things grow. There's a beautiful exercise I've learned that helps me do this. I look at the fruit of my life and then walk it back to the root. You see, just like a root is what supports a tree and nourishes the fruit that grows, our beliefs support our behaviors that produce the fruit in our life. That fruit can be good and sweet like the fruit of the Spirit, or it can be bitter and dying on the vine. Recently, I discovered a lie I was believing. I wanted to share it with you and the process I walked through to discover it, because maybe it's a lie you're believing as well. When we become aware, we can repent, have new awareness of how it creeps up in our thoughts, and replace it with what is true. It all began with me asking a simple question. How do they do that? Now, there's obviously nothing bad about wondering how someone does anything. We sharpen one another. And when someone around you has something figured out, you want to learn it for yourself. Give me the scoop. What's your secret? How did she lose that weight? How does she manage career, kids, and home and still look amazing? How did they DIY that project? How are their kids so self-sufficient? How do they have a home-cooked meal on the table every single night of the week? Where do they find the time to get it all done? See where I'm headed? Now, while on the surface, these questions are not bad in themselves, the Holy Spirit gently opened my eyes to something deeper I was believing. I was in a time of silence with the Lord. Psalm 46:10 says to be still and know that I am God. So I was still. My mind let go of all the racing thoughts. I was listening. A root was revealed. In many areas of my life, I've felt a bit like I'm on the sidelines, watching how everybody else does it, whatever it is. Remember all the questions? The lie that can creep in is, everyone has it figured out but me. While it's great to learn from others if they're excelling in an area or can inspire you to move forward, the lie that can creep in is this: I'm not enough. I'm not capable. I don't have it all together and everyone else does. Have you ever believed that one? As the Lord was gently shining a light on this root belief, in the same moment, He reminded me of what is true. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The truth is, I am thoroughly equipped. No lie or false belief can stand against the Word of God. The impact of hiding God's Word in my heart and knowing who I am in Christ equips me for any task. But here's the thing, no one has it all together. We do our best. But what completes me, makes me enough and able to accomplish every good work I have been created to accomplish, is the Word in me. His strength is perfect. And it's not about what I do. It's about who I am and what I allow Jesus to do through me. That's the truth. Be still. You may discover a lie that's tripping you up today or causing you to walk in shame. Repent, lay it down, and believe the truth of what God says about you. You are loved and you are well equipped. I'm Lori Klein.